Dalton shootings, crime over in Houston. It's a lot happening out in these streets. Let's get to it, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go to WGN's Courtney Spinelli at the scene in Dalton with the latest. Courtney.
Yeah, good afternoon to you, Ben and Lourdes. Within the last 40 minutes, police clearing the scene here in and around this auto zone behind us. A large portion of this roadway was closed off for most of the day, more than 5 hours as they spent investigating and documenting evidence. Now, we don't know much information. We're still waiting to learn more this afternoon on what led up to this. Still a lot to learn. But what we do know, according to the Dalton Fire Department, is that they took 4 people to area hospitals from the scene with gunshot injuries. Again, still a lot to learn tonight, but we did talk to some witnesses out here who say they saw and heard everything go down.
I was going to Family Dollar to get something when I heard the pop, 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 you know?
And then my coworker was like, hey, there's gunshots, there's gunshots.
Witnesses and workers at some businesses along a busy stretch of Sibley Boulevard describing the sound of gunfire erupting, sending some ducking for cover, others like staff at Walgreens looking for a safe place to hide.
Dumb for the shot to fire.
Dispatch audio from the Dalton Fire Department as crews responded to the call Wednesday morning.
Gunshot victims inside the auto zone, 1110 Sibley.
Resident Saul Mazum says the entire incident unfolding right in front of him.
Then from there was a car, a vehicle flying, coming from Indiana, back coming back this way, flying.
A path of destruction left behind, detailing the moments witnesses say at least 2 drivers crashed, both veering off the roadway and ending up in the AutoZone parking lot. It's not clear how many people were in those cars.
They got into some kind of argument, you know? And then when the shooting started, and I've seen all the people shot up in the vehicles.
At a restaurant across the street, Israel Martinez, getting ready to open for the day, quickly realizing something was wrong as a woman was pounding on the door. Then this.
All I see, she's on the car, like trying to cover herself, you know.
Martinez says staff ran into the back of the store taking shelter, watching security cameras until they felt it was safe to come out.
I was like, what if they come in here? So we had the doors locked, so.
Facts. Listen. Fellas, it's not just the black community. Let me give a round of applause for the situational awareness of what this man is saying. What am I saying here? I'm saying that his first line of defense was the fact that he had to make sure that he get home to his family. He said, listen, let me lock the doors. I don't know if they're coming in here. No, he said, let me lock the doors because I don't know if they're going to be coming in here, man. Listen, y'all got guns out there. We got cashiers and we got batons in here. We got window scrapers inside of the AutoZone. We got batteries. We can get you some window washer fluid. We can also make sure that you get all of your windshield wipers, all of that stuff. But the one thing is for sure and the 2 things is for certain is that you can't come in here. We're going to the back until we feel like it's safe to come out. Shout out to Tiffany Henyard out there over in Dalton, making sure that the citizens are safe. No?
Investigators with several agencies focusing their attention on the spot, this reportedly all came to an end. 2 cars sitting riddled with bullet holes, a building damaged by gunfire, and dozens of evidence markers sprawling the ground. At one point, going into another nearby business with guns drawn, an employee there saying he's not sure why they made entry.
It's just crazy because, you know, thank God I was not shot up, you know, walking right there with they started the shooting, you know.
Now, agencies on scene today included Dalton and South Holland Police, Illinois State Police Crime Scene Investigators, as well as the Major Crimes Task Force that serves the south suburbs down here. Police have not shared any information, including the extent of the injuries to those 4 people that were taken to the hospital. They do tell us they expect to have an update by 5 o'clock tonight. We also.
Yo, this is so weird to me because it's almost like I feel like I'm living in a country that's being controlled by cartels, the way the crime is so rampant out here in these streets. I mean, people are basically in broad daylight getting into arguments. God knows what. It's probably over something stupid or it's probably over some territory or some dumb junk. And then they doing whole shootouts right in front of businesses in the daytime, crashing out, going back and forth, getting out the car, riddling the whole city with bullets. They are getting into whole shootouts in the daytime in these cities that are outside of Chicago. That's crazy to me. I feel like I'm living in a Twilight Zone. This don't even seem real. This seems like something that was scripted out of a movie or something that you read about that's happening in another country, but it doesn't necessarily resonate as far as it happening here. It just doesn't seem real. It genuinely don't seem real to me.
I saw some people that were holed up in the Dunkin' Donuts next door for several hours today telling us they couldn't go anywhere after this all happened. They were waiting to talk to investigators. Now, Mayor Tiffany Hengard, who is facing criticism over extravagant spending, has not spoken to reporters out here today, has not come out to the scene, and we have reached out to village officials and not yet heard back this afternoon.
Hold on, wait. Are you telling me that social media Tiff, city girl Tiff, self-promotion on a large scale Tiff, that always want to make sure that she in front of the camera, is nowhere to be seen when it comes to a shooting? So wait, you telling me that we can use money that's allocated for the citizens to make sure that we promote ourselves? We gonna make sure that we also have all of the billboards across the highway to say that we available when the people need us, but when it's something for you to actually get in front of the cameras for because you fear that you're going to get any more visibility that you already got, you're not going to be there to stand up for the people and the citizens to speak on how it is that you're going to solve for the crime? You're telling me that this city that is underfunded, under budgeted because we spent money on things that didn't matter, like a hockey rink, is going to prevent you from being in front of the camera all of a sudden? Wait. When have we ever known City Girl Tiff to not be in front of a camera? When have we ever known City Girl Tiff to not be in front of a camera? Look, you said that you was the people's mayor, that you was the people's champ, that you was going to be shaking and rolling, flipping and holding right in front of the people, and then all of a sudden you just nowhere to be found. You disappear, baby. No. I need you right in front of the congregation. I need you front and center in front of the congregation. This is your city, remember? This is your city, so I need you to be able to stand up for your people. But that's not the only place that crime is really happening. Y'all got to take a look at what this story happened at that transpired and led itself all the way down in Houston. I'm going to show you women, specifically women, because men already understand this. I'm going to show my ladies today why you don't really realize, and I had this conversation with y'all on Wednesday about the types of dangers that you don't realize that you dodge in every single day. You don't even know you fooled. You're not even the type of person to be that situationally aware to where you know what's happening around you, because that's not what your nature is. That's not what you're trying to do. But I'm going to show you today.
For Noom, reporting live in Dalton, Courtney Spinelli, WGN News.
Police say the man who robbed and killed a Vietnamese restaurant owner in Arlington just got out of prison 8 days before the crime. Hello, I'm Steve Eager.
And I'm Heather Hayes. Court records indicate the suspect tried to throw off police, but the video evidence caught up with him. Fox 4's Dion Anglin joining us now with more. Dion.
Hi there, Heather. Well, the accused killer was captured in Houston, and police say he was just out of prison for robbing someone in a similar fashion. And with this crime, it took investigators nearly a month to unravel the cover-up involving the rented vehicle he was driving.
They did some really outstanding police work that led them to a 35-year-old Fernando Taylor.
That suspect, Fernando Taylor, now sits in a Houston jail awaiting extradition. He's charged with the murder of 56-year-old Vietnamese restaurant owner Tha Thieu. Police say on the morning of December 29th, Taylor followed Thieu, then ambushed her as she got out of her vehicle at her New York Avenue business in Arlington. They say he snatched her purse, and during the struggle, she fell, and Taylor drove over her, killing her before he took off.
It's crazy to think that you can get a phone call, and in that phone call, they say, hey, we got bad news. You might be thinking, oh man, what happened? Maybe it was a car accident or whatever. And it was a purse snatcher that followed you. And their whole goal was to make sure that they get the bag from you opening up your business. And then what happens is they take your purse, they get in your car, or they get in their car, and then they run you over. I think that that is one of the most disrespectful, unfortunate, inconsiderate. Your family got to wake up to the fact that you did because you got rolled over. And you probably died in agony and pain as a result of it. It's unfortunate, man. I just can't believe that we have so many monsters running around and they're able to be out here in these streets, man. I said the reporter looked like Melissa Ford. I don't know about that.
Based on our investigation, we believe Taylor followed the victim for at least an hour that morning, the morning of the murder. While it's clear that he intended to rob her, but we still don't know why he targeted that victim.
Investigators say surveillance video from this store, the Restaurant Depot in East Fort Worth, where Mrs. Tu went shopping before the murder, showed Taylor in a white Dodge Durango parked near her. That same Dodge vehicle was captured by a nearby camera leaving the murder scene. It is shown here in images taken in Houston when the case later culminated.
He came from Houston. He came from Houston the day of, and he found his way to the Arlington City, and he started following this woman around.
So he drove from Houston down to Fort Worth, which is near Dallas, targeted this specific lady, realized that she was a restaurant owner because she was in Restaurant Depot, and a lot of people don't realize that you do get deliveries, but you also go to places like Restaurant Depot in order to get big supplies, right? You may be getting barbecue sauce, you may be getting huge things of pepper or whatever, or maybe you need a couple of little items or some big items, or maybe you go in there and make the order, and then they have it delivered over to your restaurant, because we used to go to Restaurant Depot a lot also. And then he targeted this lady. He followed her for over an hour. He parked right next to her. There's monsters that are literally parked right next to y'all, and y'all don't even know that in 45 minutes you about to be getting ran over and you gonna have your purse in their car. Ain't that crazy to think about, that it could be a monster that, who asked me this? I think Rita asked me. She said, Anton, because I did a report or something. She says, how many people do you think that we walk past every single day that's doing something that they're not supposed to do, doing a crazy crime? How many people do you think that probably look at you and think, man, I want to rob her, but it's too many people that's around? How many people do you walk by every day that probably killed somebody? How many people do you walk by every day that they seem like normal, everyday people, but they probably touching on somebody that they're not supposed to touch on inside of their household? How many people do you think that we cross in our lifetime? Because these are only the things that we get to see. How many people do you think that we see in our lifetime? Because there's a lot of people. We don't get to see the people that don't get caught, right? How many people do you think that we see in our lifetime probably is doing some of the most reckless, crazy things that we've ever seen in our life, but we'll never know? All we get to do is see is the presentation layer. You probably going on dates with them. You probably went out to eat with them. You probably shake their hand. You probably gave them a hug. It's somebody that you know. And they doing some crazy things. They doing some crazy things behind the scenes that you know not of.
Following a trail of evidence, investigators determined the Durango was registered in Louisiana and was rented in Houston by an associate of Taylor's. They say Taylor borrowed the vehicle.
There he is. He fit the description. Anton, don't stereotype people. Just because A, B, C, D, and A fit this stereotype of another person and all of the rest of the people that's out here doing crimes, just because they got on black Air Force Ones, blue jean shorts, and white socks in the summertime or in the wintertime out here in these streets, and they riding around and they doing like this in their car, and they got a poo shiesty ski mask on, that don't mean that they trying to rob you. That's systematic racism and that's targeting. I'm calling the NAACP on you. Look, man, survival is the name of the game. You got to get home to your family. You got to get home to your people. You got to make sure that you're safe. We don't got time to be trying to make sure that people feel good about their decisions to pick wrong clothes to walk outside and looking like the suspects. No. Even the FBI, in order to catch serial killers, they call FBI profilers. They read the description and how other serial killers operate, and then they put together a profile in order to more easily identify the person that's probably a suspect, and they catch them. We don't have time for politics right now.
drove it to North Texas, then found an identical Durango and stole its license plate, making the SUV appear to be Texas registered. Police say after the murder, he removed the stolen plate and drove the borrowed Durango back to Houston.
Nobody deserves this, but she did not deserve it. Our world's shattered that day.
One of Tew's four children. Her daughter spoke to Fox 4 after she was killed.
She's the most caring, nurturing, selfless person. So it just didn't make sense that that would happen or anything along those lines would happen to her.
Police say Taylor had just been released from prison 8 days before the Arlington murder. He was arrested in 2019 with five others for a similar crime, stalking a victim before robbing them.
This dude is just a serial stalker, robber, killing her. Yo, you a killing her, fam. A killing her is a killer and a murderer at the same time. You a killing her. You are a killer and a murderer at the same time, bro. You a monster. You are a monster. You are, and look at that guy. He looking at all of us at the same time. He looking over there. He looking over there. He was looking at her. He got built-in Apple goggles on his face. And this dude is a certified monster. He went into prison before the pandemic. He never experienced the pandemic. And then he came out of the pandemic after the pandemic. And he did the same thing to somebody else. Certified monsters.
And it appears he had experience switching license plates to avoid police detection. The arrest affidavit states Taylor had been released from federal custody for this sentence on December 21st, 2023, and also had a lengthy criminal history, including displaying a false or fictitious license plate.
I want to be clear, as a community, we are not going to accept or tolerate this kind of activity in our city.
Shout out to Houston. Shout out to the people down there in Texas. It's crazy out in these streets, man. It's absolutely crazy out in these streets. Ladies, you don't want to be out here by yourself. You don't want to become a victim. I know you don't think that it can happen to you, but I'm telling you that the biggest crimes is perpetuated against the people that are the weakest, because it's the path of least resistance. And then this dude is rolling people over with his car. He don't care. He got friends in jail. If he get caught, he just go back to jail. It just is what it is. Not even a big deal.